Free Monday, 105 WAVA.
Yeah, it starts this morning at 10. No commercials all day long here, 105 WAVA. Tell all the other radio stations to go scratch.
Yeah, I like it.
Okay. It's 7 minutes after 7 o'clock. I've just been handed the results, and it is close.
Is it really?
Yes. All right. Let him destroy that car, 82.
82?
No, 83.
Oh, really?
Yep. Oh. 5321, yes, if you want Mike to go on this destructive fit.
Yeah.
5321, no, if you don't.
Please let me destroy the car.
Would you have the tape, Frank?
Frank has the tape of whether we said...
All right, so he was right, okay?
Yeah, he was right.
He was partly right.
Mm-hmm.
Let's hear it.
All right. This is not our contestant, is it? This is a man.
This is a man who has wasted 25 minutes. Now we have the car running excellently, but we're not going to get there on time.
Oh, the guy with the Oldsmobile? Can you get here by 10?
Oh, yeah, that we can do. It's an 81 Oldsmobile.
There you go.
All right, 81. You win, Frank.
No, but we win, too, because he thought it was a Buick.
That's right, and we said Oldsmobile.
So it's like a split decision.
Yeah, but you don't knock out the champion with a split decision.
You're right.
Darn it.
We want a rematch, Frank.
We'll get you one of these days.
We want a rematch. 7:08 at WAVA. Keep calling about the car here. We got a wake-up call in the works to Barbara Eden and her incredible navel. Try that in just a second on WAVA. And before we get to Crooks or Stupid, I was supposed to say hello to a DJ that I met yesterday at this Corey Hart party that I went to.
Yeah.
Eddie Haskell. Guy walks up to me and goes, "Hi, Dad. I'm Eddie Haskell from WXLK Roanoke."
Boy, that's far away.
Yeah. Then I asked him how long it took this guy. 7 hours. He drove in a car 7 hours one way to come meet Corey Hart.
Boy, oh boy, that's worth every hour, huh?
Dying to be entertained there in Roanoke, huh? Eddie Haskell. Good name. It's 9 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Hi, Don. I'm Eddie Haskell.
Coming up, Lumpy Rutherford today at noon on WAVA.
Okay, it's the Ward Cleaver Show.
All right, here we go with America's favorite comedy feature. We call this wacky bit...
Crooks are stupid.
Joseph Mantenga has been dubbed the comedy crook after holding up a string of convenience stores in western Florida and telling jokes at every robbery.
Mm-hmm.
His victims all say that his talent as a criminal seemed much greater than his talent as a comic. His M.O. is to wear a stocking over his face, point a gun at the clerk, demand the cash, and tell jokes. One victim quoted him as saying, "Did you hear about the robbery at the laundromat?"
Mm-hmm.
Two clothespins held up a shirt. Sounds like this guy could be Jim Elliot.
Sure.
A tip from an area comedy club finally led to the capture of the crook. A police spokesman told reporters that Mantega will soon have plenty of time to improve his act in the state pen.
Hey, I like that.
Yeah.
6'2", 250-pound Paul Zimmerman of Des Plaines, Illinois, was driving under the influence on one of the expressways surrounding Chicago. Pulling up to a toll booth, he threatened the attendant with physical violence if she did not hand over all of her cash. The attendant complied with the crook's demands, watched his car careen away, and then immediately notified police. The inebriated Zimmerman failed to realize that the next exit was several miles down the road, and by the time he reached it, there was a police barricade waiting for him. Zimmerman now faces the prospect of losing his license, which the DA's office says he won't be needing anyway, in jail.
Finally, I think you're really going to like this. Steve and Judy Davis of Clinton, Nebraska, housed some extra farming equipment in a nearby self-storage unit.
Mm-hmm.
When they heard the facility was having a problem with a string of robberies, they decided to devise a way to keep burglars out of their unit.
All right.
The determined couple collected the soiled disposable diapers of their 15-month-old twins for more than a week. When they had stockpiled enough, they took the dirty Pampers to their self-storage unit. They tied fishing line across the entranceway and position the diapers so that any intruder aware of the booby trap would trip directly into baby poo. 10 days later, the couple discovered that their unit had been opened and the only thing that had been touched were the diapers. They were scattered as if someone had fallen right into the middle of them.
Oh, gross.
They told reporters from the Omaha media, "That's the way we do things in Clinton. We didn't catch the guy, but we taught him a lesson that he'll never forget."
I agree with that. The name will change to protect the innocent.
How's that breakfast?
Cock off. 11 past 7. Low Budget Jeopardy coming up on WAVA, but now the queen of prunes.
Rooney returns. 35 degrees.
This morning, we are asking basic questions like, you know, what station are you listening to right now? Stuff like that.
And how would you like to play, Frank?
Oh, I'd love to.
You know, that really would make up for this little debate we had over the 81 or 83 Oldsmobile today.
Sure.
Would you like to play? And of course, Frank would like the chance to really win 40 or 50 bucks, right?
And if I win it, well, if I win anything, we can give it all to Children's Hospital.
Well, isn't that nice?
That's very nice. That's amazing that you're doing that. That's incredible. Thank you, Frank.
All right, well, good. Good job. Now all the lines are lighting up, but never mind, folks, because we're going to let Frank play the game.
Yay.
So let's play Low Budget Jeopardy and tell me about our contestants, Johnny Gilbert.
This is Low Budget Jeopardy. Now entering the studio is our challenger, a graduate with moles covering 90% of his body. From George Mason University. He's a producer for one of the top-rated radio programs in the country.
The top-rated radio program in the country.
the finest and most highly rated program in the free world. Ladies and gentlemen, the anally retentive Frank Murphy.
Oh, hi, good morning, Frank.
Good morning, Alex. Good morning, Johnny.
And now entering the studio is our returning low-budget Jeopardy champion. His three-day winning total, $175. A lawyer in Northwest from Alexandria. Let's say hi once again to Mike Dean.
Hello, Mike.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hey, how many days in a row has Mike been on?
Three days
this'll
in
be,
a row.
This is his fourth, I think. He's won three times.
Frank, remember, now you're just a contestant now. Real contestant wouldn't say that to
I'm
the
sorry,
Quizmaster.
I apologize, Quizmaster.
I am the studio announcer for this program. You are simply a contestant. And now entering the studio is the host of Low Budget Jeopardy. Please put your hands together and welcome Alex Trebek-Geronimo.
Well, thanks very much. And good morning, Frank. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Alex.
Good morning, Quizmaster.
Mike, listen, being our returning Low Budget Jeopardy champion, how's it changed your life?
Well, I feel like the luckiest man on the face of the earth.
All right, good luck, fellas. Don't forget, call me Alex. Call him Johnny. Answer the form of a question. I live with my mom. I'm wearing a clip-on tie. My suit is by Mr. Guy. Here are the categories this morning on Low Budget Jeopardy. And they are famous Tonys.
All right.
I like seeing Frank write these down. Mm-hmm. Some of my favorite babes. New movies. Big groups from the 80s.
Yes.
And bad TV.
All right.
And let's see, Frank, you're the challenger. We'll start with you.
Can we have a bad TV for one, please, Quizmaster?
Okay. No, get set for Frank to be the first undefeated champion.
Yeah, okay.
Awful sit.